Welcome to the Q-Tips for Your Ears podcast series. During each session, we will highlight a new topic to improve healthcare quality and patient outcomes. My name is Tammy Wagner, and today we will be speaking with my colleague, Dee Kayser. We are both registered nurses and quality improvement advisors with Great Plains Quinn, the QIO for North and South Dakota. We appreciate you tuning in today. Our subject is cardiac rehab. Do it for your health. Hi, Dee.
Hi, Tammy, and hello to our listeners.
So, what is cardiac rehab?
Well, cardiac rehabilitation, or cardiac rehab to shorten that long word, is a medically supervised program designed to improve your cardiovascular health. Following a diagnosis of things like heart attack or heart failure, or after a procedure such as a heart stent or heart surgery, participating in cardiac rehab is one of the best things you can do for your heart. Cardiac rehab helps you regain control of your health.
How does a person benefit from cardiac rehab or rehabilitation?
Cardiac rehab doesn't change your past, but it can help you improve your heart's future. People who complete all 36 sessions have a 47% lower risk of death and a 31% lower risk of heart attack than those who only attend one session.
Wow.
Fair warning, it's not always easy. It's not always fun, but it's always worth it. Cardiac rehab can lower your risk of a second cardiac event. It's the path to feeling better than before.
So, Dee, what can a person expect while doing cardiac rehab?
Sure. So, cardiac rehab consists of three equally important parts. There's exercise, education, and reducing stress. So, let me explain a little bit. Exercise, counseling, and training. So that's our first thing we're going to talk about. So exercise gets your heart pumping and your entire cardiovascular system working. You'll learn how to get your body moving in ways that promote heart health. And people with heart disease need regular physical activity as much as anyone else. Studies show that people who begin to engage in regular physical activity and make other healthy changes after a heart attack live longer and have a better quality of life than those who don't. Without regular physical activity, the body slowly loses its strength and ability to function well. And I think we all know that. Yeah. Any muscle, when it isn't worked, it loses its strength. Physical activity is anything that makes you move your body and burn calories, such as raking leaves, climbing the stairs, walking or playing sports, taking your dog for a walk. It becomes regular or planned when you organize your activities into a consistent ongoing program. Besides your regular physical activity program, you can add more physical activity to your day by doing activities such as household chores, playing with your children, grandchildren, and pets, or walking upstairs. This physical activity program combines exercises that benefit your heart, which are called aerobic exercises, such as walking, jogging, swimming, or biking, with strength and stretching exercises for overall stamina and flexibility. So, second is education for heart healthy living. The first days and weeks after you get out of the hospital after a cardiac event or a diagnosis can be really frightening and a confusing time. You may be taking new medicines, following many new instructions. You may sometimes feel as if your world has changed. A key element of cardiac rehab is educating yourself. How can you manage your risk factors? Things like quitting smoking, making heart-healthy food choices, managing your blood pressure, cholesterol, weight, and blood sugar if you have diabetes. That is a lot of different things to have to take into consideration, and cardiac rehab can help with all of those heart-healthy living things that need to be done.
For sure.
And then there's counseling to reduce stress. So stress hurts your heart. Everyone experiences stress. the condition caused by a reaction to either physical, chemical, emotional, or environmental factors. However, they feel it in different amounts and react to it in different ways. Constant or chronic stress can cause the body to remain in high gear for extended periods of time, which causes breathing and heart rate to speed up and blood pressure to rise. While it's unknown if stress itself can increase the risk for cardiovascular disease, also called heart disease, it may affect other risk factors and behaviors, such as high blood pressure, smoking, physical inactivity, and overeating. So I know that all of those things can definitely be factors with stress. You've heard of, you know, stress eating,
yeah.
Just all those different chronic things that can happen.
Yeah.
This part of cardiac rehab helps you identify and tackle everyday sources of stress, because we all have stress, as I said, and we all react to it differently. And what causes me stress might not cause you stress, Tammy, and vice versa. So it's a very self-identifying thing to make sure that the stressors in your life are things that you can manage.
Yeah, I mean, there's good stressors, a wedding, baby, grandbabies. I mean, there's all different sorts of stressors.
Yep.
So how does a person get started with cardiac rehab?
Yep, good question. So first you need to ask your doctor if you're eligible. There are certain criteria for it to be covered by your insurance, by Medicare. So ask them to check out if you're eligible. If you are, your doctor will send a referral to the cardiac rehab program and they will contact you to enroll.
Okay.
Second, make a commitment to attend the cardiac rehab sessions. And like I said, there are 36 of those sessions where you and the cardiac rehab team will work to set goals for your heart health, which will include things like weight management, healthy eating, medication management, physical activity, and when you should call 911 or your doctor when you experience new or worsening symptoms. And thirdly, stick with it. Your heart is depending on it.
Okay. I do have a question. So you said insurance, most insurance covers cardiac rehab mm-hmm. if you're eligible.
Medicare
mm-hmm. and Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. Very good.
But there are a list of things that make you eligible.
Criteria.
Yes.
Eligibility. Criteria. So talk to your doctor
right.
if you've had a cardiac event.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you, Dee.
You bet. My pleasure. And I do want to mention that the guidance I shared today is from the American Heart Association's website, which is www.heart.org. And people can find this resource and more on our Great Plains, QIN.org website under chronic disease and then the cardiovascular section.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's Q-tips for your ear session, and we look forward to connecting with you next time. Have a great day.